Hello?
Hello, this is customer service. My name is Deanna. How can I assist you today?
Yes, I have... Just a moment, let me put this on mute. Is this Elite Keto?
This is customer service for a lot of companies, actually. But I can search in our system to see if you have...
Oh, okay, because I'm disputing a purchase that I bought back in April, and they said they couldn't find me. And my bank here, when I was talking to the bank supervisor for dispute, they said legally, because they have the information there, you should have information there. And there's no reason that they should not have me there on file whatsoever.
Well, I can search for you. Could I get your zip code and your first and last name?
It's P... actually, it was in Kitchener, N2N.
Here to help me.
Hold on there. N2N3E4. Because I've moved since then.
Can I get your zip code?
That is my zip code. We're in Canada. It's our postal code.
Okay, could you repeat that one time?
N2N... 3E as an echo, 4.
Okay, I'm trying to search for it.
The dates that I was billed for it was April 29th and April 30th.
I'm still searching, ma'am.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have any record of it.
Possibly because your program doesn't understand our zip code or postal code, and it doesn't record it properly. And that's why I never received my purchase, but you sure got payment for it.
Actually, I put Canada in there, and there's no customers under Canada.
Well, there is, because I've got the phone, the number... You billed me on April 29th and April 30th. The first amount was $287.05, and the other one was $114.82, and the total of $487.
Well, the company that billed you might have switched to they do customer service by, because we don't have you in the system.
Pardon me?
This is a call center, ma'am.
I realize that, so should you not have, because I'm purchasing something from somewhere, and that's the number that shows on my bill, you should have record of what I've bought. It's a 7-year law.
Like I said, ma'am, they might have switched to who they do customer service with, so then they would take that information to the next
person. Who was that company, and what was their phone number?
I have no idea, ma'am. I can't even find a record for you. So I wouldn't know who charged you.
So it was fraudulent.
I mean, if that's how you
would you look at it? If you don't know who it is that they switched over from, this is the number that they have on my bill. So no, it would have to be used. That's the number that is on the bill, this phone number.
Okay. Well, in that case, I guess you could just take it up with your bank because we...
No,
we
I'm
going to
take it up with your manager. So where's your manager? Because I'm going to make sure this goes on Facebook, it goes on YouTube, everything, to make sure user declared.
I can't transfer you if you don't have an account with us.
Well, obviously I have an account because I've got a bill here. What is that company's address?
I don't know, ma'am. I can't find a record of you in our system.
I don't care if you can't find a record of me. I want a record of your company. The one
this
you're working for, although you're a call center, you've got to report to somebody. They have to have an address.
That's correct, ma'am, but we don't just give out our address to people that...
Well, how can I
disgruntled?
Send you a copy of my receipt to show you that I purchased something from you?
I mean, I suppose you can't. I mean, like I said, you probably have to go through your bank.
Wow. I'm making sure this goes on Facebook. What is your name?
Deanna.
Deanna, thank you very much, Deanna.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a good day.
You too.